winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to episode number 72 of Look Up in the Sky. I don't have that many topics, but I'm going to share what I do have, so let's get started. I'm sorry to say, but during this week, a snut woman from Deadpool 2, which just started filming, a snut woman has died. Let's take a minute to remember her. Okay. Now on a little more positive note, a little peculiar, but hear me out. Because we all know Jessica Jones, who had a show, Jessica Jones, season 1. I mean, I saw her in The Defenders, my favorite Defender. When Jessica is getting a second season. Yay, right? And one of the, maybe my favorite TV villain so far, is in Jessica Jones, season 1, Kilgrave, who is able to control people, telling them what to do. Anyway, minor spoiler alert, but at the end of Jessica Jones season 1, Kilgrave has 9. Okay. Fast forward to this week. Reports are saying David Tennant, the actor who played Kilgrave, is reprising his role as Kilgrave in season 2. Now, what this probably is flashbacks. I really don't know how else they could use him. Although Netflix, with this Netflix Marvel Universe, we are used to people coming back from the dead. So maybe they're going to bring back Kilgrave? I don't know. But I'm just happy he's back. Like I said, favorite TV villain. Well, one of them. Speaking of villains, it is reported that Darkseid won't be in Justice League. And I'm a little disappointed, but they don't need their best villain in that movie right away. So, okay, save him for another movie. Save him for Justice League 2. Thursday or Friday, I can't remember, but it was reported that we'll finally getting an Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone movie. Now, there's no date yet. Technically, there's no cast, but come on, it's pretty safe bet that Ewan McGregor will be back as Obi-Wan. It doesn't happen to me, but 99% sure he'll be back. Like I said, there's no release date. Right now, there's not a script, they say. Find that a little hard to believe, but the fact that we are getting an Obi-Wan movie, awesome. You know it's going to take place between Revenge of the Sith And A New Hope. I want to see it. I'm excited for this Obi-Wan movie. It'll probably come out the year after Episode 9. But I'll keep you guys posted on that. Come on, Obi-Wan, may the Force be with you. Now, turning our attention to another Disney Cinematic Universe, Marvel. Hate to say it, people, but it looks like Nick Fury won't be in Avengers Infinity War or Avengers 4. Which is kind of, I'm bummed out about because he is the one that brought together this team in way back in the first Avengers. Maybe you could even say the very first Iron Man. He should have been a part of it. Now, is this 100% confirmed? No, but I guess we just have to wait and see. It's Sam Jackson. I love him. He's a great actor. I hope they find somehow to bring him in. Speaking of Sam Jackson, I saw a movie with him yesterday, The Hitman's Bodyguard. You can check out my review. I did one. And I also watched and reviewed The Defenders Season 1. So there's that. Please check out those reviews. I made them for you to listen to them. Alright, well, that we're doing for the weekly podcast of Look Up in the Sky. I'll be back next week. But until then, this is Ben. I'll see you next time.